Welcome to YA at Any Age, a podcast where adults talk about their love for young adult culture, TV shows, and film. Here are your hosts, Abel and Andrea.
Welcome to YA at Any Age, episode 19, and we're finally talking about Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, in part because of me, it was my fault. Sorry, guys. I gave up on it.
We forgive you.
I gave up on it, and we'll get into it in a little while.
Yeah, well, that's, like, we're probably going to mention this a few times throughout this podcast, but, like, it's really kind of amazing, actually, how long this show was able to go on for, really, because, like, the whole premise of it, right, it's just, it's, you know, it's a mystery person who is kind of tormenting these girls' lives, and it's trying to figure out who that is and how many times, and we've talked about this, too, before, on this podcast, like, how many times can you keep that fresh, keep it going? Mm-hmm. It's hard, and I'm like, I'm actually, that's one thing that I'm like, wow, I'm amazed that Marlene King was able to do that and keep the show going. And I think, like, we've talked about this all before, but yeah, like, I think it's mostly because the characters, and she's even mentioned it herself, that, you know, it's these characters. And what she really wanted people to come away with by the end of the series was the fact that, you know, these girls have this amazing friendship, and it's like unconditional, kind of like, you know, family love and stuff, but it's between friends. And that's what the show is, like, really about, like, when it comes down to it. And I, like, did you get that out of it?
I got, why the fuck did it last 7 seasons? I did not want it to. I would have been happy if we, like, the ending, I think I wouldn't have been so let down by the ending, and I'll talk about it more when we get there, if it happened 2 seasons ago. Like, if this ending happened 2 seasons ago, I don't think I would have been as disappointed as I am now. I think then I would have been like, oh my god, are you kidding me? Like, what happened? And like I said, we'll get into it when we get there, because I know we're going to kind of talk about it all.
Yeah, and we are going to get into it, too, because, that's another thing, too, is, like, another thing with this premise, it's, like, there's so many horrible, crazy things that happen to them, right? And then when you do find out who A is, it's like, kind of anticlimactic. Mm-hmm. We'll get into it, but I feel like, yeah, let's just get in. So, I want to have a discussion about the 3 A's that we had in the series. Kind of like their motivations for becoming A, like, and their reveals and, like, our reactions to those. So, my personal opinion, and I think the majority of people share this opinion with me, is that Mona is, like, the A, like, the best A. And she is, like, you know, everyone's ultimate A. Like, do you agree with me on that one?
I agree with you. Mona is the A. Like, she is the A. Like, Mona is her.
Yeah, like, the best A of the series. And that's another thing that, you know, Marlene, like, recognized as well. Like, how popular Mona was and how important she was, because she was the first A. And I feel like nothing can really beat that, like, and it was in season 2. It was the finale of season 2. And nothing can really beat, like, finding out who A is for the first time. And when the show is so fresh, still, like, really good. And just, like, her character, like, we've talked about her character before, is just such a good character with so many layers
to it. She's the one... I don't think I tweeted anything bad about her. She's the one character that didn't drive me crazy all the way through season 7. She's the one that wasn't like, are you fucking kidding, Mona? Like, I think I really don't think I tweeted anything bad about her today, because today I kind of binge all of season 7. Mm-hmm. I don't think, like I said, I think that just speaks to her character. Like, and it also has to do with what we kind of touched on in our last podcast about her different personalities that she has. Mm-hmm. And I am, attracted to all of them. Like, I just like her.
Yeah, just in her various, different personas. Like,
I like them all for always, different reasons.
Yeah, because they are really different. They're all part of her. They all make up the whole that is Mona. And you're always happy to see her come back. Like, she kind of always goes away for a while and comes back, and you're like, yes, like, I need you in my life. Mm-hmm. And so what I was going to say is that, yeah, so Marlene noticed that, Mona's so important, and that is why she made Mona, like, really the ultimate winner of the game in the end. Like, she got the game back, and it was hers. And she just, like, owned it, and that's, like, her end game. Like, everyone was end game with their couples and stuff, but her end game was the game, like, the A game. Happily ever after, Mona with the A game.
I didn't get it whenever Alex was walking by her, and she's like, you win, or nobody can call you loser Mona now. And she's like, what did Mona say? Like, you don't know the half of it, or you whatever she says. Like, I did not expect that ending like that, like, that girl's crazy, and I love her. She's mm-hmm. crazy. She's cray cray.
Yeah, and so I'm just gonna briefly bring up like the multiple personality disorder thing, because we did talk about it at length in the mental issues episode, and like the whole Hitchcock thing, the way they tie that in with like Hitchcock tributes and everything, and she's just all kind of like that's all. There's just so much all linked together that makes her so exciting and stuff. And the reason why she became A, I feel like it was mainly because of Allison, and she wanted, like, revenge. But the thing is, at the very beginning of the series, Allison's gone, and we later find out that, like, Mona is the one that, like, helped Allison get away and like stay away and everything. It was, she had her own agenda, but we didn't know that at the time. We didn't even know that when we found out she was A. We didn't even know that. We didn't find that out until like season 4 or whatever, but like I feel like she wouldn't have even become A, like, even after Allison was gone. All she wanted, like, she was content at that time being like the it girl that she always wanted to be with Hannah, and she like started to get, I really feel like she started to get obsessed with Hannah, like very possessive of Hannah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another thing about her too, like she has an obsession about Hannah. It's like she's the only girl that like actually genuinely cared about her in this group of friends. I feel like, you know, Hannah was the one always standing up for her, and the other girls were, like, always doubting her and not trusting her, and Hannah was always, like, you know, she had her back. She had the back of, like, a lot of people, like, Lucas, too. Mm-hmm. Like, Hannah's a really loyal friend. That's, like, one of the awesome things about her, but, yeah. What I'm trying to say is, like, I don't think she would have become A if these four girls hadn't, like, reunited, you know, at the very beginning, like first episode, they are like estranged from each other. If you remember the pilot, they hadn't spent time with each other in a long time, and they just reconnected. And when that happened, it was like Mona lost Hannah, and that was when she was just like, no.
That, like, was like, that triggered
fuck
her.
This, she was so triggered.
Trigger warning.
Yeah, and she was left out again. It was like what happened all over again, like all the things that Allison did to her that like just wore her down, like when she was nerd Mona. She felt like nerd Mona again. It was like all that progress that she had made just back to square one.
Yeah, she had like, she regressed, like, yeah. That's a big trigger, like, I think, but like we've talked about it in our other podcast episode, like really in depth. Like it just, that was just like lingering in her, and that one thing like triggered her, you know, mm-hmm. like losing, or the possibility of losing Hannah. But I think that had she not been so like over the top, like she could have just been friends with them. Like, but they didn't want her around because she was extra, you know, like. And if you think about it, whenever her and Hannah were friends, they were kind of like the mean girls, right? They became the mean girls in the beginning, right? Her and Hannah, because Hannah had lost weight or whatever.
Yeah, kind of.
And so Mona and her start acting like extra. And so she's like extra on both sides of the scale. Like, she's extra and petty whenever she was, like, very popular, and so that's why they don't want to hang out with her. And then she was extra and petty whenever she wasn't that popular, and she was crazy, that's why they didn't want to hang out with her. It's like she could never...
Mona's always extra.
She couldn't find that balance, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just, like, things keep like, triggering her and, like, bring out the different personalities that she has, like, in different scenarios and stuff. And, yeah, her reveal was, like, epic. Like, I remember it so well. Like, don't you? Like, it happened so long ago, and I still remember it pretty vividly in my head.
Like, it was... I can't really remember, because I know that she was wearing the hoodie and all that, but...
Mm-hmm, yeah. It was during, like, the masquerade episode, I think. And, like, she kind of had Spencer to herself. And I feel like Spencer, I'm going to get there later, but, like, Spencer's always there at, like, the most craziest times. Like, I feel like she's almost, like, the star of the show, which is not what I would think, like, starting to watch it, you know. But, yeah, so she had Spencer to herself, and they, like, went to go find A's lair, and then that's when she, like, revealed herself. And it was, like, she was alone with her, and they had, like, that whole fight, and she, like, fell off the side of the frickin' cliff and just, like, stuck in a car with her and everything, like...
Yeah, and you had to do something with the car, and, like, I remember all that now, actually. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, there was, like, a lot of Monas at that time, wasn't there? Wasn't there, like, a team of people working? Like, a lot of A's, I mean?
No, like, that was when they first started thinking that there might be multiple A's, because they had, you know, figured out that it was Mona, and they were like, okay, so it's over, but then it was still happening, and they were like, okay, there's got to be multiple A's now, and then that's, yeah, ever since then, it was like there was a team.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like she was playing it alone for, like, a while.
She's crazy, girl.
Mm-hmm. Like, the craziest thing that she did was, like, run Hannah over with the car. I won't forget that moment and either.
Yeah. Oy. Talk about dysfunctional friendship, like...
Yeah, and then she, like, felt so bad about it afterwards. And, well, yeah, she was...
Yeah. I yeah. hope, like...
And she felt so bad forever. Like, she like, guilt-tripped herself and... Yeah, it's like, that's really bad. Yeah, you did run over, like, your best friend.
Yeah, like, I always joke, like, with my best friend, there's always these pictures, and it's like, would you run over your best friend for $1 million? And I always joke with her, I'm like, girl, bye. Like, I'll pay for your hospital bills, but yeah,
what
of course.
What pictures
I would.
Are these?
On Facebook, there's memes, like, would you run over your best friend for $1 million? I'm like, yes. And I tag my best friend every single time.
So sweet.
Call me Mona.
Yeah, yeah. What did you think of her musical number? She's the only one who got
so
one.
I was so confused.
That was random.
I was like, what? It's like, what? I didn't get it. I was confused.
I was thrown by that, like, so much, because they marketed the fact that they were going to have a musical episode. That's what they called it.
And it was just, like, that opening
musical
number.
Episode, but then they didn't, like, build up to it, because usually when a show has a musical episode, it's like, you know, there's a promo. It's like, next week, the musical episode and stuff. Like, that never happened. And so I wasn't expecting it. Like, I felt like I was slapped in the face when it happened. I was like, wait. Like, if you, like, saw my live tweets back then, I was like, wait, is this the musical episode? But then it was, like, literally the one number. And I'm like, okay. And Mona got it. Like, Mona got the one number in the whole friggin' series. The one musical number.
That threw me. I was like, I don't understand what's happening here. Like, I didn't get it. Like, why was this necessary? But by that point...
It's cool, though. It kind of reminded me of the black and white episode. Like, it's that same kind of randomness. And it was black and white, too, I think.
It was, like, that weird sepia color, I think. Like, it was just, like, off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got it. Like, I think it was Spencer, right? She woke up from her dream.
No, that was Arya.
Or somewhat. Oh, that's right. And there was Ezra was on the couch next to her.
Yep. That's right. It was like Arya and Ezra in a jail, like, in a jail block, I guess. And, and it's like, it's like, why did she imagine Mona? Because she's like the ultimate A. Like, I feel like, you know, they call everyone called Alex like AD, like they called her Uber A. But like, Mona is the ultimate A in my mind.
I mean, she proved it in the finale.
Yeah. And I feel like that's maybe why Arya was like, that's who she pictured as like the A that was like putting Ezra in jail, even though like she was getting texts from AD about it. And they know that it's not Mona. But, like, I don't know. I feel like always in the back of their minds, except for Hannah, they always think, like, oh, maybe Mona's behind this. And, like, they even try to make the audience think that, too. In the very last season, they try to make you think, like, that one scene when, especially when, like, Toby and Caleb found, like, Mona. Like, found her. She always has lairs. They found, like, her new lair, which was, like, basically where she was living. Like, her apartment or whatever. And that's when you're like supposed to, as the audience, you're supposed to be like, okay, have we come full circle? Like, is she A again?
I thought she was again.
I thought it'd be kind of cool if that was the case.
I was,
but like, I know a lot of people would complain about that too, though.
I was thinking they were going to kind of link whatever happened with Arya's brother. He didn't die, right?
No, like, I don't know. He just kind of disappeared.
I was thinking, like, somehow they were going to, like, bring him back around and
yeah.
Like, he was going to end up being, like, somehow connected to it. But they just, like, didn't mention him again. I was like, okay, well.
Yeah, but, like, how would you have felt if they did bring it full circle and, like, the first day was the last A type thing? And then there was, like, randomly Charlotte in the middle.
I would have liked it better if Mona was the one doing it to them. Like, I would have predicted it because I was kind of guessing at that, but I would have liked that better.
There was a point where I was guessing it too, and I was thinking, like, that would be kind of cool. It'd be like poetic, and I really like we both really like Mona. And I wouldn't mind it, but I thought to myself, like, I know that people would bitch and moan about it though. Like, people would, there would be a lot of complaints about it because they'd be like, oh, you're just repeating. Right.
Yeah, but I like Mona, and I mean, she is the ult at the very end of it, though. I think.
Yeah, maybe, but they still made it that way, sort of.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think even if they were thinking maybe like let's make them think that it's gonna be Mona, but at the very end they got what they wanted. Like, they got it, Mona is A. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
The end of it all. You know what I mean? So
she wins, and she literally has people trapped. That like, who knows how long, right? And like, they're under her thumb and she can do whatever she wants with them. Like, she has playthings. She likes to have her human playthings.
So strange.
Oh my god. Yeah, and what better than to have, like, for her human playthings to be people who were doing that with, like, just get a taste of your own medicine. Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving on to I have Charles / Cece / Charlotte. it's almost like she has multiple personality too, but no, she doesn't. It's like it was forced upon her though. Like, this is, I'm gonna get into this, but having these multiple personalities was forced upon her. You're gonna say something?
No, because she's transgender.
Yeah, so she's transsexual. Basically, she was pushed out of her family for being transsexual, and she was hidden away in Radley. And, like, I have in my notes, I'm like, is this the first time there's a transsexual in, like, YA? Because for me, it was, I think.
Well, because it came out before the Fosters.
Yep.
So maybe.
Or, like, before. I'm not sure, actually, because, like, it's before I started watching The Fosters, but maybe in time, I don't know, like, maybe with Cole in The Fosters, maybe he was there before, but, like, this would be the season 6, season 5 finale, I think. Where you find out, no, sorry, mid-season 6. I think that's when you find out that it's Charlotte. Yeah. I don't know. Cole could have happened on the Fosters before that. Anyway.
I feel like the Fosters was fairly new. I don't know why, because I feel like that was just being talked about this past season, like in the spring.
Yeah, but like Cole was there on the Fosters like in the first season. He is there because like that's when Callie runs away and she goes to the group home. It's all in that first season.
That's right. Are you looking up? Yep.
Okay. So, well, he looks that up. And so she was allowed, Cece was allowed to have this, I don't even know what to call her, like Charlotte was allowed to have this transition, but I feel like it was on the term, like on terms of the fact that she can't be part of the freaking family anymore.
Yeah, Cole came out in 2014 on the show, season one.
Okay, and
season one on season one, episode 12.
And can you look up when, like season six, episode 10 of PLL? Because that's when we would have found this out. But I mean, there are shows, obviously, that like we don't watch, and like who knows.
2015.
Ooh, so pretty close.
So a pretty year. Close. The Fosters did it a year before.
The Fosters is so progressive.
Mm-hmm.
Can't keep up. It's too hard. Yeah, and it's like the show makes it a villain too, which is kind of like, ugh.
Yeah.
but it's all in good fun. This show is like, it's ridiculous and everyone knows it. God. And everyone just goes along with it. They're like, it's fine. Cause like that's the thing. Like you have to just suspend your belief and just like, let it be crazy. Just like throw yourself into it. Okay. So what I was saying was that, don't you feel like, with Charlotte, she was allowed to have her transition, but only on the terms that, like, she can't be part of the family anymore. That's really what it felt like.
Yeah, well, but yeah, they kicked her out of it. They kicked her out of the family, so she was able to live her life, but...
Yeah, she had to pretend like she was...
family.
Yeah, she had to pretend like she wasn't anyone's siblings, like, you know, people weren't her parents, whatever. It was like, oh, great. Like, I get to be who I am, but, like, I can't. I lose my family. So, oh, my God. Now that's, like, deep. Like, I feel like that speaks to a lot of transsexuals.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's this crazy way, but, like, it happens in real life, too. Mm-hmm. And, like, her father was the one who, like, didn't accept her. And, you know, Jessica went to visit her, and like we later find out, like we think for a long time we think that Jessica is her mom. We later find out that's not true, but Jessica cared about her like a lot, and she like went to visit her at Radley, and she like helped her transition.
Yeah.
And helped her become like who she is. I feel like she was really under I think his name's Kenneth, yeah, the father's thumb, really. Like she had to, like, I really, he's gross. Like, the way that he treats Jessica is just like, you know, you're my wife and, like, you must do what you're told kind of thing. Like, yeah, I feel like she just kind of went along with him, like she was afraid of him or something. And but she still went to visit her daughter and everything. And it was Mona... So it went from, like, Mona to Charlotte because Mona helped Charlotte escape Radley. And I'm guessing that's, like, when Mona was in Radley.
Hmm.
I think they met there. I'm trying to remember all this, but I think they met at Radley, and then she helped her, like, get out. And she wasn't even going to start the game until she was out, and then she found that everyone was, like, all the liars were, like, okay and happy with their lives without Allison in it. And then she got angry.
Yeah. I don't remember. Trying to remember now. It's going to bother me.
Yeah. She didn't like seeing them, you know, happy without Allie. Like, and also, she wanted, like, Allie was going around as Red Coat, and everyone was kind of realizing, you know, realizing, like, okay, this might be Allie, and she realized that too. So she was trying to, like, force Allie out of hiding, because there were a lot of times when Allie came to, like, rescue them and help them and stuff when, like, A put them through crap. Like, even when Mona was A, like, Allie was there to, like, help them. And that's when they saw, like, visions of her, but she was actually there, but, like, they thought that it was just visions. Mm-hmm. Or, like, hallucinations.
That drove me crazy.
Yeah, like, that was four seasons of Allie not being there and, like, us thinking that Allie was dead. Four seasons.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm, like, moisturizing. It's late, girl. I gotta prevent wrinkles. We're almost 30. I'm almost 30. Try to do whatever damage control I can. We're talking
what
about
a queen. Okay. okay. Oh. So, yeah, just talking about like just handing the game over. And apparently, like, I was kind of looking all this stuff up on, like, the official Freeform site where, like, they have the PLL section, but, there was, like, a break, like, Charlotte did take a break from being A, like, after Allie came back, and that's when she went to London, and that's where she, in the timeline of PLL, like, that's where she met Alex, and, she basically, like, so, like, when we talked about, like, addiction and everything, I don't know if I mentioned this, but, like, I think I did, that, like, Mona is, like, addicted to, yeah, so one, her, like, besides the multiple personality disorder thing, Mona's, like, addicted to playing this game, like, playing with people's lives. That's, like, one of her addictions. She can't, like, get away from it, and we see, yeah, I definitely brought this up, because we see in season 7, now you know from watching it, that she has that, she goes into that dark place again, remember?
Yeah.
And she starts playing the game again, and it pulls her back in, and she's like, she's actually afraid of that part of herself, because that's like the A part of herself.
And kind of like won, right? Like it kind of, that part of her, like she let win.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
Yeah.
It's like she fell to her addiction.
And all these A's have the same addiction. When I went back,
a lot of it has to do with like power.
Mm-hmm. It's being in control. It's like having control over people and their lives. Like they literally are, and especially Alex. Like Emily actually says this, that Alex played God because she basically created life with Emily's
girl,
eggs,
that threw
like
me.
Made babies.
That like, threw me. I was like, this is some bullshit. I cannot. I was so over
that's one
that.
Of the crazier plots, like among many crazy plots in this show, but like that was one of the craziest plots.
I was not here for that. Oh my god.
It's disturbing on several levels. Yeah. We're gonna bring that up again. that's not going away. But yeah, so Charlotte had a little break, and then it's like she couldn't stay away. She couldn't stay away from playing the game, so she actually went back. And yeah, that's when she like did the whole dollhouse thing. The dollhouse.
That was creepy. I remember that.
Like, we have to talk about the dollhouse because that was one of the. Like, that was insane. Like, okay, I'm going to go on, like, a little tangent here, but, like, what was your favorite season of the show?
Oh, girl. Probably. You go, and then,
Yeah, I'll let you think about it, because it's, I'm connecting it to what we're talking about here, because I think my favorite season is season 5, and I used to think it was season 3, but, I think it's season 5, and it's mostly because of the dollhouse and, like, everything that leads up to it. Yeah, it's like that was a really good finale. And like that wasn't even a reveal of an eight. Like, because, yeah, like we were saying, like Charlotte doesn't get revealed until the middle of season six. So like season five, that finale was the dollhouse. And like us thinking that it was Charles, this person that we'd never heard of, we didn't know. I remember back then being like, okay, so it's just some random person we don't know. It'd be so much better if A was someone that we knew, because it would be more like, you know, shocking and everything. And then they just like, that's the thing. They went and twisted it. And then it was someone that we met and we know before. But like at that time, I just remember being like, who the fuck is Charles? Like, I don't care.
I remember actually thinking that too.
Yeah, even if he's, like, related to, like, Allie or whatever, like, even if he's a brother or whatever, like, I don't care. We've never met him. I don't care about Charles, like, but I like that they, like, worked it out so that it, you know, it was someone that we know.
I don't know what season it was, but mine was the favorite. My favorite season is when Spencer and her sister were really going at it for, like, Spencer was, like, practically going after her sister's man. And, like, that was, like, they had a lot of drama. And I feel like that's, whatever season it was, Spencer's sister was in it a lot.
That's, like, season one.
Is it season one? Or?
Yeah.
I was when it reached season three.
Fair enough if you like season one, because there's a lot of things that happen in season
but
one.
But because I liked that because it was, like, a lot of, like, rivalry, but to, like, a whole nother level. Like, Spencer was being a... for show.
Yeah, like that was like, I remember, you know, I've gotten people like onto this show, and like when I, you know, Spencer, and we'll talk about this too, like who's your favorite character, but Spencer is my favorite character for sure, like definitely. And it's funny, like when I show people this show and they're watching season one, they're like, Spencer's a horrible person. Because it's like she just wants to take everything away from her sister. She plays so dirty and like she's so competitive and she just wants to win, and it doesn't care. She doesn't care like who she rolls over, basically. Like that's what it seems like she is at the beginning.
I mean, that's probably why I like it so much. But I like that we saw a lot of her sister. I liked her.
Yeah, like are you talking, because it was multiple boyfriends that, you know, it started with Ian and then, you know, it went. It started with Ren and then it went to Ian, and yeah, so it is it season one, because that all that stuff happened in season one.
Yeah, season one.
Okay,
because that's on when you describe her personality in season one, that was the, like, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like her, yeah. But I like the, yeah, wow, that was a long time ago.
We're going to get into that, too. I have later on, we're going to be talking about, like, their character development, and, like, that's part of it. But, yeah. Who's your favorite character?
Out of the girls?
Yeah.
Hannah.
Okay.
Like, she annoys the shit out of me because she keeps on forgiving Mona. But
but that's, like, the part of her that's so, yeah, loyal and sweet and, yeah, like, caring about other people.
I like Hannah. I just... From, like, her ratchet days when she would, like, steal and act out, you know.
I could see you, like, Hannah, actually, like, yeah, the sass and, like, the sarcastic quotes. Like, she had so many good quotes and one-liners, like, over the years.
Yeah, and then she's very, like, ditzy, but she can have her shit together at the same
time. But she's so, like, smart, too, though. Yeah, it's, like, she just doesn't have, like, the way with words that, like, Spencer has or whatever, but she, like, can put stuff together.
Yeah.
And, like, figure things out, and, like, Hannah's, she's not dumb at all. Yeah. I guess, I'm trying to think, like, Spencer's my favorite because I just find her so, I think she's so, so interesting. I like that she has weaknesses. Like, I like that she's so strong, and then she has her weaknesses, and she's able to break through those weaknesses. Like, she's so real to me, you know? With, like, her, the stuff, like, how she's addicted to, she has her addictions, she has her vices and everything, and she lets them get a hold of her sometimes, but then she can come back from it. She's such a strong, strong person. Like, I'm just, like, I don't know. She's, like, my idol. I think she's amazing. Yeah. And, like, so sexy.
Oh, like, yeah, she's pretty. They all
are. I'm attracted to her. Like, she's beautiful. But, like,
Arya... In the show, Arya actually, like, I liked because I like her and Ezra. And Arya is the reason why I named one of my main characters in one of my books. Her name's Arya, her first name, and I got it. And, like, in my head, she looked kind of like the girl that plays Arya, like Lucy.
Yeah, and I love the whole Sparia thing, too. Like, I don't know if you know about it, but it's, like, it's Spencer and Arya, and they have, like, a little ship because they have, like, this connection, and whenever they're on screen together, it's just the two of them. It's, like, always really exciting. Like, something about their two personalities vibing is, I don't know, it's good times. It's good times.
Yeah,
and she's, like, Spencer's always so protective of Arya, but, like, Arya's, like, this little cute thing, but she's so scrappy.
Yeah, I like Arya, too.
Yeah. And, like, what about favorite ship while we're on this?
I have two. Hannah and Caleb and Ezra and Arya. Because I fucking love Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just said Hannah's my favorite character, so that makes sense. But I like Ezra and Arya just because they just, like, I don't know. I think it's like that forbidden love kind of thing. Like, they weren't supposed to be together because he was her teacher, and then it was like, well.
Yeah.
No.
It is very forbidden love, yeah. But, and, like, we always go for that. We always love that.
So stupid.
I know, I can't help myself, though.
Yeah, like, but for sure, probably, though, Hannah and Caleb. I, like, love.
All those ships are so different. Like, they're very different. It's like, Hannah and Caleb is, like, the cute, pure, like, kind of, like, their love is like, a cute kind of thing. And then, like, I don't know. Like, that's the thing, too, about Spencer. And Spoby isn't my favorite ship. But, like, anyone that Spencer's with, like, automatically that couple becomes sexy. Because Spencer is freaking sexy. Like, I don't know how she's so sexy. Like,
she is. She's pretty.
Like, she just exudes, like, yeah, I don't know.
I think it's probably, like, her confidence, steamy, maybe.
So steamy. Like, all the stuff she had. And, like, I actually really enjoyed Spaleb. So Spencer and Caleb. I really enjoyed that pairing.
I like that, too, but... Like I said, I fucking love Caleb.
I know it's against canon, but I don't even care. I loved it. I was like, man, this is so hot. And, like, I never really had, like, Spencer or Hannah and Caleb is more like, this is adorable and I love it. But, like, Spaleb was hot. I was like, damn. And I think it's because of freaking Spencer. Yeah, but my ship is Emerson. I was just always going, like, I always wanted them to be together, like, the entire series. And I lost hope so many times.
They ended up together, girl.
I lost hope so many times. I was like, it's never going to happen. Like, I thought Allie was, like, just straight up straight. And I was never going to see the day. And I was like, oh, this is so realistic to life. Because, like, you know, falling for the straight girl, that's realistic. Like, I don't know, but you can have your wish fulfillment in this show, and we got it, so I was happy. I was very, very happy, but I was mad that it took that long to get there.
Very end.
The very freaking last season, like, come on.
And they brought Paige back. I was like...
Oh, no, I hate Paige.
I was like, girl.
You know how I feel about Paige.
Paige? She was here to shake it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't like her. Like... She tried to redeem herself. I don't know. I'll never get over the fact that she tried to drown Emily. I just can't. I can't get over it. I don't. And I know people can bring up things about how, like, Allie was abusive to Emily. But, like, move on from that. Like, that's the old Allie. Like, move on from that. Okay. Sorry, we went on, like, a huge tangent, but, like, I can't believe that I didn't have this in my notes that we need to have a discussion of the ships and stuff, because, like, that's a huge part of this series. Like, we need to do it, so. Okay, so the last A, the Uber A that we had at the end was Alex Drake. And anyone who's watching it now, like, spoiler, and I, like, you really should have watched it by now. Abel.
I just thought I'd put it together, like, AD's Alex Drake.
Like, just now?
Like, just this second. Okay. I was like, oh, wow.
And you didn't see it coming, like, at all?
No. Like, no, not at all. I was annoyed that it's, like, the last part of the season of the series, and we get a whole another plot twist that annoyed the shit out of
me. A whole new character. And really, and, like, Troyan, who plays Spencer, and she plays Alex, too. And she talked about, like, how hard it, like, what a challenge for her to have to, like, develop an entirely new character in just one episode.
I would have been so...
They left it till the very end. It was, like, the literally last episode, and she had to do this.
I feel like somebody told them, our last episode's going to be an hour and a half, or 2 hours, so yeah. We need some fucking content for this last episode. Because it was, like, so fucking stupid.
Yeah, there were like, instances of Alex pretending to be Spencer.
Yeah, and they did that flashback kind of thing.
Yeah, and they showed, like, all the moments. So there were times where, you know, scattered throughout season 7 where she was not Spencer. So that was when Troyan was able to be Alex. But, like, none of... so, like, all the... Like, I read all, like, what went into making this and everything. But, like, none of the people... Like, none of the girls who play the Liars knew who A was. And Troyan knew for, like, 2 years leading up to it, and she had to just keep her mouth shut. And then she would play those scenes as Alex pretending to be Spencer, and she was like, I wonder if they'll pick up on how, like, weird I'm playing this, because, like, this isn't how I normally play this character. And, like, they didn't. They were just like, okay.
I would have liked to see the reactions.
Like, I don't, the guy who plays Toby, too, like, you, that one scene where, like, she's supposed to kiss him. And by the way, he totally gave it away. Like, Keegan, just, he gave it away so hard, because, like, he has this quote that he said, I don't know, I think it was about, like, a couple weeks before the finale, and he was like, okay, so, this is what I can say, and I feel like he shouldn't have been able to say this. Toby and Spencer never have a kiss again. And there were, like, all these theories out there about, like, people had already thought of this theory that there could, like, Spencer could have a twin. And as soon as they heard him say that, they were like, okay, so we're right. because we know that he's kissing Spencer. And if it's not Spencer, then, you know.
Who is it?
It's gotta be your twin. So he, like, basically confirmed it. Okay, so getting into, like, how she became A and everything. She became A to find out who murdered Charlotte, because, yeah, Charlotte coming back to play the A game again, it, like, got her killed. We later find out, what did you think of Mona being the one who killed Charlotte?
Oh, I like that, actually. Well, because I like Mona.
Yeah.
That was, like, yeah. That was a cool twist. I didn't see
that. That was kind of epic. I, like, yeah, and if it's like, if she's not A, then having it be something big like this still, like, having Mona be involved in something big like this is still a cool way to, like, yeah. It don't, like, in that episode where you find out that she murdered Charlotte was kind of like a finale episode, even though it wasn't. Mm. It was, like, the one before the finale. And, yeah, and she played that, like, that's when we saw Nerd Mona again. We saw her again, and she, like, reverted back to that. And she had to get reinstitutionalized and everything. She, like, had a full relapse, full mental breakdown, again.
Poor Mona.
Yeah, and it's because she couldn't deal with the fact that, like, she murdered
someone. Yeah,
doesn't matter who it is, just someone. And it wasn't even like it was kind of like I like also that it wasn't on purpose. She was just trying to scare her, and, like, that's Mona too. Like, she tries to scare people, and bad, like, things happen. But.
Yeah, she has, like, a loud bark, but she's not going to bite.
Yeah.
She tries not to.
And that's when we find out, too, in that scene that, like, Charlotte shouldn't have been let out.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have been let out of Radley, because she full-on had every intention of starting up the A game again. Like, she was just pretending that she was better, and it's a bunch of bullshit. And, like, Mona couldn't let her get away with that. It's like, Mona's a freaking hero, if you think about it like that.
She did them a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Then this crazy bitch Alex had to come around.
Yeah, so because she wanted to find out who murdered her, which she did find out, she was going to give up the game too. What did you think of... I wanted to, like, compare... Do I want to do that now, though? I don't know. Yeah. Let's compare, like, the Dollhouse to, like, the Liar's Lament, because the Liar's Lament was pretty cool. So that's the game that Alex had them play.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
Did you like it?
I did not like it.
Kind of liked how it made every episode go, so it was like someone's turn, someone else's turn, someone else's turn. Like, it kind of had the episodes clicking along, and, like, it made it interesting. Mm-hmm. And we never had anything like this, like an epic game like this. Like, they've been sent, like, weird things before, like dolls and, like, random... I don't know. They've been sent, like, things before, but, like, nothing like this. That's, like, it's a long game. And it's a game.
Yeah, that was... I mean, I liked it. It was weird, but...
Do you think it's as good as a Dollhouse?
No, Dolls is so weird.
Yeah, like, I think it's almost as good as the Dollhouse, but not quite.
Yeah.
Because, like, the Dollhouse is just so elaborate. And, like, this game is elaborate, too, but, like, that's a full-on Dollhouse, and, like, they are dolls trapped in it, and, like, they had replicas of their rooms, and it was, like, they had to torture each other, like, physically. Like, yeah. That was insane. They were, like, separated from society, like, in the middle of frickin' nowhere.
Yeah, that's, like, I feel like more hardcore, like, psychopath. Like, that's, like, on a different level. The game, though, in the season 7 was, like, that was, like, an original idea, but I'm just over it. I'm like, y'all are supposed to be grown women. How the fuck do y'all have time for this shit?
Well, and that's why you probably like Hannah, because she's, like, she's kind of like that. Like, with this game, she's just like, screw this fucking game. Like, why are we doing this? Like, she wanted to burn it and stuff. You know, you were probably like, yes.
Yeah,
I like, agree.
Let's fucking end it now.
Yeah, she's like, throw it in the fire. Like, I don't care. And she like, skipped her turn. Like, she's like, I don't care. It's my turn.
That's probably why I really like her.
Skip my turn. Yeah, like, she does the things that, like, you would probably do. And, like, my sister's also this on in that kind of mentality as well. Like, it's like that whoever's watching, like, whatever kind of part of the audience that is watching who's like, this is so stupid, why are they letting this happen? Like, you know, Hannah's the one to mm-hmm. be like that kind of person. Like, just yeah, so that's, she made them play that game so that like, the point of that game was to, like, find out who killed Charlotte, and once that was revealed, like, the game shut down. And this is what I mean when I say all the A's are addicted to playing games of people's lives, like, playing the A game, because she was addicted. She had to, like, come back and keep going with it. And she actually had, we find out that she had, like, a life with Ren. He was in love with her. Like, she could have lived happily with him, like, could have just lived her life, but no, she had to have Spencer's life. She could stand that, like, Spencer got the better life, because
yeah,
we learned,
like, she had, I think she wanted, like, all, like, she was jealous of, like, Spencer
everything
having
she had.
A family and friends and
mm-hmm. and, like, love and everything, even though at that time, like, Spencer wasn't with Toby, but, like, we all know they're gonna end up together. And I think Alex saw that too, like, you know, but she was gonna have Spencer's life with Ren. I think that's what she was gonna do. Yeah, so she was gonna have Spencer's full-on life, but, like, dump Toby, and you're not really dumping Toby because they're not, like, together. And she was just gonna, like, be with Ren, but, like, Ren couldn't see her as Spencer. This is so messed up. He would always see her as Alex, and she couldn't have that. So she fucking killed him.
What a fucking psychopath. And
made him into a necklace. A diamond. What did you think of that?
That's another thing that I feel like It reminds me, like, very much like a Stephen King book. Like, he's not the best fucking person that with endings. And so I felt like they had too many fucking open characters and open plots that they had to, like, oh, fuck, like, we have to seal this off. Like,
yeah, and they actually had a whole thing where they were going to have, like, they couldn't get the actor back, plays Ren, and they had stuff already written out that they were going to incorporate, and they were going to show how she killed him, too. There was, like, that whole, I forget what it was. I think it was, like, something to do with a fire escape, and she, like, chopped his head off with it or something like that, the ladder. I don't know. I heard about how his death was supposed to have gone down and everything, and then they couldn't get him to do it, so it had to, they had to work it in like this, but, it was crazy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, so she wanted to take over her life, and she had that, like, the underground bunker thing she had where she, like, kept Spencer and Ezra in. That was really similar to the dollhouse, too, I felt like. Was she just going to keep them there forever? Like, what?
Yeah, that gave me, like, PTSD. Like, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I was so annoyed. I was like, how the fuck did Spencer keep getting knocked over in the fucking head and ending up in situations? And,
well, hey, that's another thing. We could have brought that up in the mental health issues episode, because all the liars had PTSD after the dollhouse. Mm-hmm. Remember?
Yeah, that, I mean, well, shit.
And yeah, remember? And they had, like, that was, like, that was hard for them to, like, get, like, continue their lives after going through that. And, like, that lasted a long time where they were, like, trying to deal with the fact that they had PTSD. And I think Hannah had it the worst. I think Hannah had it the worst, because if you remember, she, like, tore down her whole room because she couldn't stand to be, like, she couldn't stand to have her room look exactly how it looked like when they were in the dollhouse, right? And I can understand that. And she just tore down all the wallpaper, and she, like, had to redo her whole room, and, like, she pretty much had a breakdown in her room, like, slept on the floor and everything. She's like, I can't handle this. So, like, I feel like she had it the worst. But then we saw, like, I don't know, we saw all of them go through, like, kind of, you know, we saw Arya. She was the one who, like, spoke up at that trial to, like, remember when they were actually, what was it? It was victim statements about Cece, Charlotte, and they were determining whether to release her. And Arya was the one who was like, I can't deal with her getting released. And she, like, flipped out. So we saw all of them, like, kind of go through their PTSD with that. But, like, I'm glad you brought that up, because we never, like, talked about that, but.
That gives them, oof, stressed me out.
Yeah, you have PTSD over the dollhouse?
Yeah, from being in that room, like, Spencer and Ezra being in those rooms, like, that creeped me out a little bit, but again, I was like, I don't know, by that point I was really annoyed. I was like, how are we hearing this fucking thing again?
Like, yeah, it was really similar to the dollhouse thing, and, like, do you think they were gonna, like, keep, like, she was just gonna keep them there forever?
Yeah. That was her plan? She's crazy. I think she was gonna keep Spencer there, but, like, she said she was gonna kill Ezra.
Yeah,
why? I feel like, why did she have to kidnap him? What was the point of that? What was the point of kidnapping him and then having to kill him? What did that do?
I don't know. Yeah, what does that do for her?
Like, what did he do that anybody else didn't do?
I don't know. I feel like maybe one last thing to, like, really stick it to like, Arya's happiness. She had, like, a thing with Arya. They, like, played to that a bit. Because Arya was the one that she was able to get to come over to the dark side, kind of. And, like, all the Sparia fans, like, I brought this up before, like, all the Sparia fans like that. They were like, ooh, but, like, this isn't Spencer, so it's not really Sparia, it's Alex. But she had, like, something with Arya, and if you notice that one scene where she was, like, lying in bed with, like, Arya, and I think Hannah was there, too, but, like, she was, like, beside Arya, and she was, like, petting her face, and she was like, you know, you're gonna be mine now. It's like another possessive thing. It's like another Like, it's like, really, you think that you can just take away Ezra and then, like, Arya's gonna be yours? Like, I don't know. It's, I feel like it was a possessive thing again.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah. All right, I wanted to talk about, I feel like this is so long already.
Yeah, we're at an hour.
How am I going to get into the character development stuff? Because, like, I wanted to talk a little bit about the fam, like, the crazy family tree and everything. Try to do it fast. So, like, the De Laurentiis Hastings family tree and how insane that is.
I lost track of it.
Yeah, I was trying to make sense of it in my notes, and, like, I was still so confused. But, like, the first thing we find out is that Jason, like, is Spencer's half-brother. Mm-hmm. That's, like, one of the very first things that we find out. So his dad was Peter, who's also Spencer's dad. So they had the same dad, but his mom was Jessica. And at that point, we thought that Spencer's mom was Veronica, which is not the case. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they both had the same dad, so that makes them half-siblings. And what would that make Allison? Does that make Allison anything? At that point, without, like, knowing what you know now. That's why I got confused. I was trying to figure that out.
Wouldn't that make Allison Spencer's half-sister, too?
But they don't have the same dad or mom.
But
Jason... Jason is her brother, and that makes Jason Allison's half-brother, too. So he's... The thing... I have, like, at the end of all these notes, I have that this whole, what they do with this whole, like, De Laurentiis Hastings family tree mess is that no one is a full sibling by the end of it. They're all half siblings or cousins or something. No one is, like, a full on sibling. Mm. Like, once we go through it, you'll see what I mean. So, yeah, that made, like, Jason and Allie half siblings. That made Jason and Spencer half siblings. Then we later find out that Jessica has a twin sister named Mary, and she's Spencer's real mom. But Peter is still Spencer's dad. So that is when we have Allie and Spencer being cousins, because they like her mom is her aunt, and like the sisters are like their moms. And then we have Cece. Yeah, so Mary is Cece's mom, too. So that makes Cece Spencer's half-sister. Because they have the same mom. Mm-hmm. Following?
Yeah.
And Allie, her cousin. And then, see, Melissa is now Spencer's half-sister, too. Because they have the same dad, but not the same mom. So they're also half-siblings. And then we found out that Pastor Ted is Cece's dad. Remember that? That was weird. So with Mary. And yeah, so that makes it so that Cece... where did I have this written down? That makes it so Cece and Jason are cousins and they were dating. Gross. I do believe Melissa and Jason were also dating at some point. And they're, like, somewhat related, but not... They're, like, kind of further related, but... Wait, no, they have the same dad. See, this is the thing. It's so confusing. So Spencer and Melissa have the same dad. Different moms. Mm-hmm. Spencer and Cece have the same mom. Mm-hmm. Different dads. I have this all written down. Spencer and Jason have the same dad, different moms. Are you following?
Yeah.
Spencer and Allison are cousins. I already said that. Jason and Melissa have the same dad, different moms. So they are half siblings too, and they were dating. And then Jason and Cece are cousins. They were dating.
That is disgusting.
And there was even a point when we thought that Jason and Cece were actual full-on siblings, because we thought Jessica was... Charlotte's / Cece's mom for like a while there, and we knew that Jason was also, and like we thought that Kenneth was Cece's dad too, but like turns out Pastor Ted is, yeah, it's just like what. Yeah. And then there's that whole scandal where Mary seduces Peter. So
that was weird.
That's weird, eh? So Mary seduced Peter, and he thought it was Jessica. So it's like, I wrote down that it's like cheating Inception. Because he was already cheating. And then he cheated on the person that he was cheating on. With her sister. So, like, yeah, and he thought it was Jessica, but it turns out it was Mary. And then it was paralleled. So they wrote this on purpose. It was paralleled when Alex seduced Toby, pretending to be Spencer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like mother like daughter. Okay, so now we're into the character development thing. And I just wanted to quickly go through the liars and, like, then we're done. So I'll start with Arya. And just, like, interject.
Okay.
So, like, Arya was, like, trying to find herself, I think, in the beginning. And, like, that's what, you know, the pink hair was about mostly.
Yeah.
Just pink streaks in her hair. She was, like, having kind of, like, you know, well, she's a teenager. She's trying to figure out who she is. And she was trying to, like, she's a very unique, different kind of person. So she was trying to, like, express her uniqueness. But then she found out later on that there are different ways to express that. Like, she can do that through being creative, like, her photography and, like, her journalism and everything. And, like, her fashion. She could be crazy with her fashion. Like, she kind of, before that, she was kind of, like, trying to go for a goth thing. And I think a lot of people, when they're a teenager, like, trying to figure out who they are, they, like, just go full on goth. They're like, I'm different. So there's, I'm just, like, gonna be, like, super different.
There's, like, there's, like, two of those things that as you're growing up, there's, like, the goth people, the kids that, you know, they go goth because they don't know who they are, and then there's people that are, like,
true goth.
And then there's people that want to be gangsters. Like, they're like, I'm a gangster, and I'm like, no, you're not. You live in the good side of town, girl. What do you mean? we don't live on the bad side of town. We're on the good side. Nobody here is a gangster. And then at the very end of it, everyone has found themselves. But, like, yeah, I think that, yeah, that was, like, working through there. Her way of acting out a little bit, acting crazy.
Yeah, it's not even that crazy. It's like, oh, you dyed your hair pink. Like, it's not a big deal.
But I think probably to her family, that was crazy.
Well, in the pilot, I remember that, so Pam, like, Emily's mom, she, like, brings up, like, she's a very, it sucks that, like, Emily has the most conservative mom.
I kind of feel like they did that on purpose.
Like, the gay one, like, that sucks. But, yeah, so she was talking about, like, she was basically trash-talking, like, Arya's pink hair and, like, how she wouldn't have accepted if, like, Arya had, like, she wouldn't have accepted if Arya was her daughter. She would have been like, you're not doing that. And, like, that's when Emily was like, oh, shit. If you're, like, worried about
hair,
her having pink hair, like, okay. Like, I can't say anything. But she talked about how, like, Arya's family is a little bit more eccentric. They're, like, they go to Iceland. They do, like, crazy things as a family. And, like, they're a little bit more open and everything. And I feel like Allison... And I realized, like, throughout this, too, like, Allison and Mona, they kind of use the same insecurities about each of the girls to control them. And that, for Arya, that was, like, the whole, her father cheater, like, being a cheater, that whole scandal, that was really used a lot to make Arya do what they wanted. And, like, it was used to blackmail Byron. Like, they even, like, Allie used it on Byron.
I remember that, yeah.
And, like, that was one thing that they could use to the max. Like, they, like, just really overuse that thing. It's just, like, it needs to come out because, like, it's causing a lot of shit.
I remember that happening.
Yeah. And that's, like, another adulterous affair. There's, like, a few on this show. And I fucking hated Meredith. I hated that bitch.
Was that the person he cheated with?
Yeah.
I hated her, too.
Like, that episode where she, like, poisoned Arya? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I remember. Oh, and then when she came back, right? Didn't they end up teaching at the same college or something? Right? He got a job at her college or something, right?
Yeah.
And then she came, like, kind of back into their lives. I was like, you fucking bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, she's such a bitch. Like, And at first, like, I thought, okay, like, you know, she's the other woman, but, like, you can't always hate the other woman because, like, she's just a person. But, like, no, they actually made her evil. Like,
yeah. And you can hate the other person when they know that he has a family. Mm. Like, sometimes the other person doesn't know all about that person's life, so you can't really blame them. But when they know, it's like, girl, you're a hoe.
Yeah. And the man, too. Like, don't put all the blame on the woman, because the man is just...
He's a piece of shit dirtbag.
Yeah. Like, do you even feel like he deserved to have Ella back as many times as he got her?
Nope.
Like, yeah, he's not a good husband. He's a good father, not a good husband. Yeah, Ella definitely deserved better. Like, she thought she found something with that other guy, too. And he turned out to be an asshole as well.
I know, and I didn't want him to be.
And then it was like, after he ended up being... He seemed like such a sweet guy. And then after he ended up being an asshole, it was like, oh, suddenly all the things that Byron did are erased? Mm. No. Whatever. Yeah, that was one ship that I can't really, like, get behind. But, like, didn't really care that much about. Because, like, I'm more into, like, the main ships.
Yeah.
And, like, the whole thing with Ezra, like, I feel like when it was revealed that Ezra had a connection to Allison, like, he knew Allison before he knew Arya, and, like, they were a thing, so he's had, like, multiple, like, relationships.
I forgot about that.
With young, much younger women, and, like, underage, too, like, illegal. And then he, like, wrote a book about Allison's murder, and he was using Arya to write this book. So all that horrible stuff is just kind of like really, really like dragged Ezra's character through the mud.
And now look at him, happily ever after.
But like, I don't know, he's so freaking likable. Like, I don't even care about that, like, stuff.
Charismatic. And
like, when I think about it, I'm like, it's awful, but like, I can't help myself. I just love Ezra. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I like Ezra too.
It's too hard. And that was, like... So I just have that Arya had, like, a few major breakdowns throughout the series. And, like, you know, she... These are the most notable ones. This is, like, a flashback. She trashed her father's office. And that was, like, Allie, like, triggered her to do that. And it was because of the affair thing. Do you remember that?
Yep, I sure do. I would have done the same thing. I would have set that bitch on fire.
And then do you remember? So basically all these, like, this is how Arya has breakdowns. She trashes places. So then she trashed Ezra's place when she found that whole stuff out about Ezra. Ugh, I can't talk anymore.
It's late.
She trashed Ezra's place.
Yep.
And that was awesome. I remember watching that and being like, this is epic. Like, I loved it.
That's me too. That would have been me. Turning all kinds of shit
and
over.
He deserved it. He deserved it.
Yep.
Like, he deserved actually, like, more.
I would have burned that bitch down too.
Yeah, that's why you like Cheryl so much on Riverdale, because she does go that extra mile and like burn shit
She's
down.
She's like a cold soul, like cold hearted bitch. Like, don't fuck with me and everything will be okay.
And then we saw like Arya join the A-team in the very last season, and it was like the one time that we got to see Arya do something like that, and that's when she trashed Allie and Emily's baby nursery.
I wouldn't have done all that. Like, girls, let's calm it down.
That was savage.
Yeah, I couldn't have done that.
That's a baby nursery, like, and she was throwing blood around in it. Like, I don't know if that was really blood. I hope it's not, because that's really fucked up. But, like, in a baby nursery, like...
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that. She beat me there.
It's full on dark, no stars, or whatever. What is that saying? Full dark, no stars?
Yeah.
Like, Veronica used that line in, like, Riverdale, and I was kind of like, what is this? I don't know. What do you know what that means? I don't
know what that means.
Okay, we'll have to look it up. Anyways, okay, moving on to Hannah, your favorite character.
I love her.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like, so in the beginning, her, like, major security was, like, her weight. And I feel like we don't see that a lot. We don't see that a lot.
Yeah, and I feel like it happens, you know, it does happen.
Oh, yeah.
That could be another, yeah, but it doesn't happen a lot.
Nope.
Like, body image issues don't really.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you were going to say it's another episode?
Yeah.
Maybe, but, like, yeah, I feel like we don't see it a lot, and it's weird, because it's so common. And then an addiction of hers, and this is mostly in the beginning seasons too, is like that addiction that she has to shoplifting.
Yeah. That was her way of like acting out.
Yeah. And she kept going back to it, and like, it's an adrenaline thing. Like, people who shoplift, it's like, if they get away with it, they're like, oh, what else can I steal? Oh, what else can I steal? Like, then they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing until they eventually get caught. But they just want to see, like, you know, how many times can I get away with this?
Mm-hmm.
It's the adrenaline of it all. And I feel like that kind of, like, it fades away over the series, but then she gravitates towards it again. Like, we see it here and there. We saw it, like, it came out again in later seasons, too. Like, just slightly, and she kind of just goes to that sometimes when stuff is, like, especially hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I, like, this is, like, my point of doing this whole character development thing is, like, show, like, how these characters, like, they are, like, full of fleshed out, rounded, well-rounded characters. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, like, they get, like, I do, because, like, we saw
They're not Hannah, just pretty girls, like...
Hannah from the very beginning acting crazy and, like, going all out, and then we see her insecurities, and then, like... At the like, her as an adult becoming like a fashion designer and you know, owning a business and being successful, like, you see her whole life. And like, I guess I don't know if you're just doing the girls, but like,
I am, yeah,
yeah. So, Caleb, the same thing, when we see him, he's a troublemaker, you know, he's using his like knowledge and skills for bad things, but then later in life, he has like a tech company that he sold or whatever it was, and he turns it for good, and he's like, we see their whole life kind of go.
Yeah, and that's like, that's part of having like a TV show that you, and one that lasts this long, is you're able to do this with your characters.
Too long.
And I feel like another thing she had like a guilt complex over Mona.
Yeah.
And like, she felt responsible for her. Like, I really feel like Hannah felt responsible for Mona, and she just couldn't let her flounder, you know, like, she had to visit her at Radley. In the very end too, like, after Mona had her second breakdown, she had to take her in, and like, Caleb just couldn't have it. Like, it drove Caleb insane, but like, that, this is Hannah.
Yeah, you know, that threw me for a little bit, like, why would she take Mona into their place? Like, I was Team Caleb with that.
And they're, like, newlyweds. And, like,
I would have been pissed.
Mona's, like, their child, kind of. It's weird.
Yeah, while they're trying to get pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was something that she couldn't let go of either. And she had... This is, like... She's got so many things. Like, when I was writing my notes, I was like, wow, there's actually so many things that she struggled with. She had an identity crisis. And, like, we saw this mostly in season 5. We saw a little of it in season 1, but it was really when Allison came back, and she started going to school again and everything. Hannah really had a hard time, because like, she kind of replaced Allison in season 1, like, with the help of Mona. They like basically had Hannah become like the new Allie, and
like the new it girl, and
yeah, and like, Mona was transforming her. I don't even know if half the time if Hannah knew what Mona was doing. But she just kind of became that. And, like, when Allie comes back, there's, like, this one scene that really shows it, where, like, she's in the mortuary. I don't know if you remember, but, like, it's a part where she's with Allie. Hannah and Allie are together. And the one person mistakes Hannah for being Allie, just because, like, they look really similar, actually, if you, like, look at them and, like, how they dress and everything. And she, like, went to a mirror, and she was, like, she was, like, who am I? Like, if Allie's back, I feel like I don't have my own personality. And that's when she broke down.
I actually think I remember that.
Yeah, and, like, she went immediately to the hair salon after that scene and, like, dyed her hair with the black streaks underneath and everything, and she changed her wardrobe. She went to the store, and that's when her shoplifting came back. She, like, shoplifted a top. She, like, pulled the tags off and just walked out with it and everything. It was, like, and she kind of went, like, we brought this up with Arya, but she kind of, like, went leaned towards the goth image, too. It's, like, she reverted to that because, like, I feel like that's, like, when you can just go full on into, like, that way of, like, expressing yourself when you don't really know entirely. Like, I know that, like, I don't want to offend anyone who's, like, actual, like, a goth, like, if they listen, but, like, I know there are people who, like, are that. Like, that is their culture or whatever. Like, that's who they identify with. But, like, some people just adopt it as, like, a way of, because they don't know who they are and they're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So, like, both Hannah and Arya did that.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I ever went through anything like that.
A goth, like, that's why people say they have goth phases.
I went through.
Some people have the phase. Like, it's just a phase.
Yeah, I went through, like, acting out, like, I don't know. I don't even think that. I'm sure my parents would say different, but I don't think I did.
Yeah. I, like, my style is, like, kind of almost in that zone, but, like, I don't go full out. I don't know. But I like to, like, dabble. Dabble in, like,
probably, like, grungy look. Right? There's, yeah, a, like, difference, like, goth and grunge. Like, grungy kind of.
Yeah. I like the rocker kind of look and, like, everything.
Grungy look, yeah.
And I really liked, this is actually, like, my favorite look. Like, when Hannah was in this phase, I liked it. I liked all her looks. And then the last thing I just wanted to bring up was, like, her daddy issues. She has daddy issues big time. Her father basically left Hannah and her mom. Like, that was them. And then he went and integrated himself into this new family, and he really made Kate his daughter, and he paid, remember that part where he paid for Kate's education?
And I fucking hated that bitch too.
And had nothing set up for Hannah.
And, like, that just ended with him leaving them, right? Like,
yeah, and it was just like, he's just an asshole. Like,
yeah, I hated him. And I hated that bitch of a stepdaughter too.
Yeah, Kate was horrible.
I hated
her. Yeah, and that was in the first season. And then the part with the education thing, like, that was in season 5, so, like, they brought that up again, and it was like, what? Like, he really just didn't factor in Hannah going to college at all. Mm. And, like, her hearing that just, like, broke her heart. It was, like, so sad.
Yeah, I hated him and her.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to Emily. The thing that Allison used to control Emily was her love for her.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what a lot of people, like, why they don't like Emerson is because they're, like, they're an abusive relationship, you know, like, Allison never really loved her, and, like, a lot of people say, like, Allison didn't really love Emily, and, like, it wasn't until she was, like, forcefully impregnated with her children she, like, decided to, you know, start things with her, but, like, I don't see it that way. In the beginning, yes, she did use Emily's love for her to control her, for sure. Like, that's true. But, like, Emily came out of the closet pretty early on, like, about, like, 10 episodes into the first season, so it's not like A can really use that on her for that long. And, okay, don't you think it was kind of weird that Emily ended up having her own murder mystery side plot with Maya? And the one that happened in season 3.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was in season 3, and it had nothing to do with A. Just think about this. Like, they kind of made it seem like it was A, but when we find out who's behind it and everything, it has nothing to do with A. It's like a whole different side plot thing. It's like a murder mystery thing. And there are there's multiple murder mysteries in this show. Like, every time someone dies, it's actually a freaking murder, and they have to find out who did it. No one dies natural death on this show. I'm trying to think if anyone actually dies a natural death.
Like a heart attack or an overdose. An overdose.
No, Emily's dad. He died a natural death. Like a normal death. Like, he got murdered too, but, like, he got killed in battle because he's in the army and stuff. So, like,
that was sad.
it's not like a mystery. And like that's, I was going to bring that up too. She has daddy issues as well because of that. But like it's not, it's because he died, and like that's, that set her back. If you remember after the 5-year jump, everyone kind of was having their careers on track, and Emily was left behind. It was because of what happened with her dad.
That's actually where I picked up watching yesterday.
Yeah. And she really didn't have stable, I've brought this up before, but like all the other girls had stable relationships, and I really feel like Emily went from girlfriend to girlfriend to girlfriend. And
she played the Phil girl. She was swiping right.
They're
and
so random, and like, and they're not long. They're not very long relationships, but I don't know. If I think about it, like, it's kind of true to lesbian romances because a lot of them are like crazy and they're like a whirlwind and they don't last very long, but it feels like you were together for a long time.
I wouldn't know.
In my experience, anyway. yeah, like, and I. From what I've seen. Okay, Spencer. Spencer, like I said before, like I feel like she almost became the star of the series. Because if you think about it overall, with like all the how she's integrated into this family tree in many different ways, and her connections to A, like the various A's, she's really like integral to the story, more so than the other Liars. Do you agree with that? Like the only person who can maybe compare is Allison.
Yeah, I feel like we got more of Spencer's life than everyone's. Like,
yeah. She's like, you know, the key to like a lot of stuff. And the same with Allison. I feel like both those two are like really important in the story. Like,
Allison was like the whole beginning of the show, and then Spencer really got the whole ending of the show. Like,
yeah, and especially with the fact that it was her twin who was AD at the end.
Like,
so,
a bitch.
Yeah, really. And like we've talked about this before, so I'm not going to go into it too deep. But like her addiction issues with her prescription pills, and like her competitive need to like win all the time, like be the best at everything. That's what usually would lead her to that addiction. Those go hand in hand. And her major breakdowns, which we've also brought up, like when Toby was revealed to be working for the A-Team and then she also thought he was dead. It was just too much. She ended up going to Radley. That was one of her breakdowns. She also had like a relapse with her addiction too, and she dreamt up the whole Black and White episode. I feel like that was more, like that wasn't a musical, but it had that feeling.
Feel like it could have been.
Of being like a musical episode. Like if they put songs in it, it would have worked.
Yeah. More than that random ass Mona moment.
Yeah. I feel like that could have been their time for like a musical episode. And the last one is Allie. And I feel like, I don't know if you'll agree with me on this one, but I feel like she has the biggest personality change over the whole series out of all the girls.
Big time. Big fucking time.
Pretty much like night and freaking day. Like,
although in the really last season, she was letting it a little bit of it out when they were with Paige came back.
Yeah, she like went back to the old Allie a little bit. We saw that spark again.
It's like in there. It's like her.
There. It's kind of like similar to Mona. Like all those parts of her are there. It's a little bit.
Real quick, I have to say the champ of season 7 for me was Jenna when she shut that little bitch up, Addison. She's like, I may not be able to see, but I could smell a bitch from a mile.
That was one of the best lines
that ever. Was like,
that was really one of the best lines ever.
Literally, I would have watched the entire show for that fucking scene. Like that scene fucking, it was the best. And I didn't like, and so I hate good. Jenna, but that scene was good.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, and so after the time jump with Allison, that's when we really saw like her switch, because even when she came back from the dead, she kind of went back to the old Allie. Like, she went back to school, and she was, I don't think she knew how to be otherwise. We saw like she revealed her whole story. Like that was one of the coolest episodes in the whole series too, where A is for answers, it was called. in season four, and she revealed her, like, everything that happened to her, like, that whole, how she got buried alive, and how Mona found her, and how she hid for years under a different alias, and then how she became Redcoat and everything, like, that whole thing. She just came clean about all of it, and it was really creepy and dark and really cool. I've never seen that on a show before. And it just made her character seem so interesting and crazy and, like, cool. And it was like, all the girls thought, like, okay, so all the lies, all the secrets are over. There was still some, I remember, like, watching that episode two and being like, okay, A is for answers. Like, I still have questions. Like, there was a lot of answers, but I still had, like, so many questions. But at that point, all the girls were like, okay, like, a lot of things are out in the open. No more secrets. Blah, blah, blah. She came back, and then, do you remember, she wanted to keep lying. Like, even though she told the girls the truth, what she publicly wanted to have was, she made up a stupid kidnapping story.
Oh, that's right.
And she made them all lie and go along with it. It was just like, do you not know how to not lie? Like, I feel like that was part of her that she had to break out of before she could be good, really. It was like, she just couldn't not have secrets, not have lies. Like, that was how she controlled people. Like, that's her, like, that's her safety net.
It's secrets.
Secrets.
Yep.
Really weird. And, yeah, that was what broke, so the girls, they trusted her, and then that's what broke their trust from her again, because it was like, that annoyed me too, because I was like, okay, she's back. But then almost immediately after, they were like, we don't trust you, though. Again. I'm like, no, I just want them all to be friends.
We got it, though.
Yeah, we got it in the end. But at that point, it was just like, no. And they didn't accept her. Like, they just turned on her. And they actually, like, remember when they, like, kind of gave her up to the police and everything? And they trapped her? They, like, trapped her. They made a circle around her and trapped her. It was like, that was nuts. There's a few times where they betrayed her, but they felt like she deserved it. Yeah. It's like, why do you have to revert to this again? But, like, that whole being buried alive, that changed her.
Yeah, so can we talk about, like, how it ended, the show, with those girls?
And what do you mean?
It's like a new batch of girls, very similar to, like, the premiere.
Oh, hold on. Just wanted to, like, bring up one more thing. Just one last thing about Allie, like, that time that she spent in jail. I feel like that also led to her changing her, right?
Humbling herself.
Yeah, because she was found guilty for Mona's murder. And there was that time that she spent in jail with Hannah, too. And, like, I had to look that up, too, because I was like, why was Hannah in there again? But it was, like, part of, like, a plea deal that Allison had to have to name Hannah as her accomplice. And, like, Hannah really put the nail in her own coffin. And, like, when you use that, can't really use that, like, saying in this show, but, like, it is, like, a metaphor right here because she was, like, snooping around that barrel. Remember, she thought, like, Mona was in that barrel and everything. And she really was making it looked like she was guilty of something. And then there was, like, that whole blood drive thing that happened. And A used Hannah's blood and put it on Mona's clothes to, like, incriminate her. So, yeah, that's why she ended up in prison. But I feel like, yeah, Allie's time in prison, like, that was another thing that contributed to her, to changing her and making her a different person. And then after the time jump, that's when we really saw Allie become, like, that person that we saw at the end. Like, the reformed Allie.
Yeah. Although, like I said, she still has that bitch in her.
It's in there.
If she has to let it out, she will.
If she feels threatened. Mm-hmm. If she feels threatened, it'll come out. And, like, I hate Paige, so I was there. I was like, yes, take her down. But, like, Paige had some good moments, too, actually. It's just I still hate her. I don't know. I can't get over it. Yeah, so you want to talk about
how,
like, the end, because there was, like, multiple endings.
The end, I felt it was so stupid. The end with the girls, the new little girls that were all at a sleepover outside, and they were all sleeping outside, and it was raining outside. And they wake up, one of them wakes up, And they walk and they're like, where is Addison?
Yeah.
And then, like, could they not think of a more original name?
Yeah, it really sounds a lot like Allison. And they had someone who was like Spencer, someone who was like Arya, like everybody.
So fucking annoying. I
could and if they brought back the show and just had it with these girls and like just redid everything, I feel like that's not a good way.
I hope to God they weren't planning that because.
But they left it open for that possibility. But it's like, no, that would literally be like Saved by the Bell, the new class.
Like, will not be watched. I mean.
Like, we don't want that. There's so many different better ways that you could do it. Like, and they've talked about these ways, too. They've talked about having spinoffs where it's, like, you know, Emerson spinoff. Or, like, you know, just one character. One character in their life somehow. And then they could bring in the various characters as, like, guest appearances or whatever. Like, that's how you would continue it if you were going to do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch that. But by this point, I just don't care about that.
Well, you were over it. Like, you're over the show now, so...
Yeah, but
When were you over it? Like, what season were you over
Five.
It? Okay. Five was a really good season. Like, that's my favorite season, but yeah, okay.
I started season six, though, because I didn't... I was almost halfway through it. And I just couldn't get back on. I didn't like it. I didn't care for it.
Six had the time jump, and it was kind of jarring, but... It was needed. It was so needed because, like, it's like they can't be. They were in high school for way too long.
Yeah, and I hate
way too long.
I was happy though, like to see Ezra and Arya get married. Like that made me happy. But at the very end, I wanted to see like all of their lives. Like I wanted to see them like just a brief moment, like show Ezra and Arya and their family at a park, and then flash to. Hannah and Caleb doing, you know, maybe because they were trying to get pregnant. I want to see a flash to them really quick. And they don't have to talk. I just want to see them, like, a flash to them. And then
try to do that with, like, it's just that they didn't, like, they had a time jump again to, like, a year, I believe. A year later. It's just that you probably want to see, like, another time jump some later years after that, too.
Yeah, because I feel like they could have just cut that ending out with those little girls. Like, that was fucking pointless. I feel like they could have taken that last 4 minutes just to give me those, like, brief.
With, like, the new, it really is, like, to me, it feels like PLL, the new class. Like, I really didn't like it. I really didn't. I was like, no.
And out of...
No.
I guess there was, like, three endings, right? Because it was, like, the girls saying bye, they were hugging, and then it was the Mona thing, and then those new girls. Mm-hmm. Those new girls ruined the whole, like, I was so fucking done with them. They're so stupid. I did like, though, I would have been happy.
Tell us how you really feel.
I would have been happy if it would have just ended with the Mona thing. I would have been like, oh, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, this bitch is crazy. Like, I would have been like.
I liked that part. That needed to be there.
In my mind, that's what I was like, oh, okay, this was fucking good. Like, okay. Like, I liked it. I was happy. And then I was like, no. No, this is fucking unnecessary bullshit. No.
But there's a lot of talk about, I don't think that there is going to be, like, another show, or if it happened, it would be, like, way far into the future, but there, like, before that would happen, there would be a movie, because there's lots of talks about a movie.
Where I will not fucking be. I will not fucking be in that line.
No. Yeah, you will, because we're going to be talking about all the podcasts.
No, I'll just read the synopsis on IMDb. No. Not going to happen. I really almost was going to, like, just read the descriptions of every, like, find a website that gave me, like, a synopsis of every show so I didn't have to watch
it. You didn't like season 7? Because I thought season 7 was just, like, it was just boom, 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 like, crazy the entire time. I thought it was such a good season.
No. I liked seeing Hannah and Caleb back together again. Like, that made me happy. And, like I said, Ezra and Arya, that made me happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably rate season 7 like 1 to 5, like a 3.
How are we gonna do that? Rate each season?
No, but like I would probably rate the season like the series finale like season 7 probably like a 3-star.
Out of 5?
Yeah. Because the Vampire Diaries, and we're gonna have a whole podcast.
Yeah, to so compare that's them. That's in the next two weeks. Our next one, we're gonna talk about like series finales, and we're gonna compare like PLL. to Vampire Diaries because they're so different.
And Vampire Diaries had 5 out of 5 stars. That
it
is
was,
how you
it
do
was one of the best.
Ending.
Yeah, it was like one of the best series finales that I've ever seen in my entire life.
That is definitely a 5 out of 5.
So good. But yeah, that's like it's gonna be a little like comparing apples and oranges because it's so different. Mm-hmm. But like I want to break that down a bit because that'll be interesting.
Yeah, we'll compare those two.
And like, I will bring this up too, probably on that podcast, but like, overall, I feel like, as a series, I feel like PLL was better.
Oh, girl.
Well, okay, hold on.
Girl, we're gonna have some issues with that podcast.
No, hold on, because I'm just saying, like, I really hated season 7 and 8, mostly, of Vampire Diaries. Actually, like, yeah, we'll get into it later, but I'm just talking in terms of keeping a season good. Like, I feel like PLL was able to... I don't think you agree with me on that, though.
Well, I do see your point. Like, Pretty Little Liars, and we'll get, like I said, into it later, but Pretty Little Liars, I understand your point. Like, the whole game that they created, that drove the season. Like, it was, like, one thing after another after... I just didn't care. Because I feel like, how many games are we going to play?
But, like...
I'm an adult. We're 40 years old, and we're playing a fucking game. No.
Like, in the beginning, obviously, like, Vampire Diaries was the, like, awesome show. Like, it was so cool with, like, and all the history and everything. We'll talk about this later, but...
Yeah, because I also lost... I didn't watch... What? There was 8 seasons of that, right? Of Vampire Diaries?
Yeah.
I didn't watch season 7 of it, because I was like, I don't care.
Season 7
does that was
one, terrible. Was it was that, so
after they
bad.
Killed Elena, right? Or Elena was asleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, why?
Okay, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but like, yeah, that we'll talk about all that in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, because it's late and.
Yeah, and this podcast is long.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, guys.
That's it.
That's it for this one. Make sure you follow us on social media. All of our links are posted below. If you like Shadowhunters, we have a Shadowhunters podcast. Duh, we're obsessed with it. And I don't think we brought it up this episode.
No.
We bring it up every episode.
We don't do a lot of episodes of this podcast where we just talk about one single show.
That's true. So. Well, the Shadowhunters podcast recently, a couple of episodes. We just had, on this week's episode, we have, you may know him as Abnormally Adam. A YouTuber who reacts to videos, to shows, gay characters and TV shows. He was a lot of fun, and I think he's joining us again for another podcast. And then the week before that, we actually had Jade Hasune, who plays Melyorn in Shadowhunters, on the show, and he did 2 podcasts with us. So check those out. Again, our links are posted down below, and we will talk to you guys in 2 weeks because we are going to bed. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to YA at Any Age. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to subscribe and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.